Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real. This week's podcast is 100% proprietary and very important, so let me get right to it. There were two huge events that occurred since our last podcast. Number one, the head of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, said this, and I'll quote, "Deflationary forces have been replaced by reflationary ones," close quote. Again, that simple sentence, deflationary forces have been replaced by reflationary ones, that one sentence sent bond yields soaring across the globe. And this is an example of how artificial, fake, and manipulated almost every single market has become. One sentence from one puppet master, like Mario Draghi, turned one of the most liquid markets in the world. It's just behind currencies as the second most liquid market in the world on its head. It was sent crashing. And for example, the German 10-year yield was 0.24% before Mr. Draghi, his ukase on Monday, 0.24%, soared to 0.47% in a matter of days. And U.S. yields jumped from 2.11% to 2.35% in a matter of days. Now, there was no new economic data. As a matter of fact, all the data that came out, or almost all of it, except for one Institute of Supply Management survey, was very disappointing. Most of the data continues to disappoint, just like today's factory orders. Very weak. Minus signs. That move in yields was all due to central bankers, and in particular Mario Draghi. That much control of markets in the hands of one person should disgust investors. Anyone that embraces free markets should be mortified and up in arms. How have we managed to cede so much control to just a small group of individuals, that entire portfolios and economies are so beholden to even, not to even what they do, what they say they might do? But very few investors seem to care about that. They do care about the move in yields, but they don't care why yields move. But the fact is that global central banks are talking more hawkish. And my own mea culpa on this is that whereas I was 100% correct that the data would be very weak, I had thought that the data would be weak enough to stay the Fed's hands. I thought that the data is weak enough that Ms. Yellen and company would really back away from further rate hikes or interest rate normalization on the balance sheet side. That has not happened. But just as economic growth is slowing, asset price inflation has reached an extreme. For example, there have only been four quarters throughout the entire history of the stock market where the median PE ratio on the S&P 500 is higher than today. So four quarters, four periods of time in the entire history of the stock market, that it's been higher, a higher valuation than today. And yet this morning we learned that the Small Business Job Index, published from Paychex, Marty Mucci is the CEO and president, that Small Business Job Index declined 4 months in a row in June and had the weakest three-month decline since July 2009. So we have a very, very unique situation here. Now, the other major event was the first launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile, ICBM, from North Korea. Shockingly, a hawkish, or I'll say plural, hawkish central banks, rising long-term interest rates, very anemic economic data, and a credible threat, a credible move towards the threat of a nuclear conflict with North Korea, perhaps even China and Russia, does not upset the stock market. The stock market, as measured by the S&P 500, was up today, even though we have hawkish central banks, a ballistic missile test, and weak data. So here's the plan. And you have an active manager here. You don't have someone who's going to sit back and be a stop clock. I'm an active manager. My job is to protect your principal and to make money while we await for the inevitable crash. And when it does crash, it's going to be a doozy. You will remember this crash for the rest of your lives and be telling it to your children. That's how bad it's going to be. But here's the plan for now. Now, first of all, gold has a place in every portfolio. Now, the gold did move up a little bit today, but wow, what a disappointment. Gold should have been soaring on an ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile test from North Korea. That should have sent gold up huge, especially since it's been pounded for the past few days, but it managed a small gain. But it has a place in every portfolio. One of those reasons is because of the credible threat of a nuclear conflict. But gold, and they've always said this, and this is so crucial, and this is why it's important to have a gold bug like me managing your money, because gold may continue to struggle outside of that nuclear conflict, which we hope and pray doesn't happen. But gold may continue to struggle until central banks are forced to reverse course on their monetary policy. I've said it over and over again. Don't overweight gold, 10 to 20% maximum because of these geopolitical risks. And the fact that I think the Fed and all these central banks are in for such a rude awakening. But until they actually get to change or reverse course in monetary policy, you're not going to get a huge increase in gold. And we will overweight gold once we get, we're not going to wait for central banks to change their mind. But once we get a non-farm payroll print here in the United States below 50,000 jobs, or I see the major averages in a 15% or more decline, but then I know for sure, maybe it won't come out that day, but we're days or weeks away from having a major watershed epiphany in central bank thinking, and boy, gold should rip you, the gold mining share should be up hopefully hundreds of percents, that's my guess, but they've done that before, they'll probably do it again. And that, again, that's when we'll increase our gold exposure, though, when those macroeconomic conditions are met. So we'll be in there before the Fed announces its turn. However, up until then, we have a non-farm payroll report this Friday. On a very strong non-farm payroll report, we may temporarily lighten up on some gold and own investments that benefit from a truncated, shortened, rising long-term interest rate, steepening yield curve environment. But the primary trend, this is where we're headed. Again, I'm an active manager, but the primary trend will continue, should continue, towards yield curve flattening due to the weak data and the inability of central banks to consummate their interest rate normalization plans. That's not going to, they are never going to get anywhere near that. We have so much debt, so many, and I'm writing about this for next week, the pension plans in this country, Illinois, and Puerto Rico, state, the territorial of Puerto Rico, New Jersey, California, and go on and on. And not even to mention, actually, I will mention Social Security and Medicare. These public and private pension plans are so outside of insolvency that there's no way that the central bank could ever normalize interest rates. So you have to own a little bit of gold, but trade it dynamically. You have to own aerospace and defense. We're up about 10% in the portfolio, model portfolio on this particular investment. You have to own it because aerospace and defense, because you have a combination of North Korea, the Middle East, and Trump. That's an incendiary cocktail that you'd be crazy not to own some aerospace and defense. You should also own recession-resilient dividend plays, which is what we own. because we think the inevitability of the yield curve to flatten is still in place, even though there might be truncated periods of widening like we've seen this week. And of course, you have to have a good stash of cash because at any given day, not only North Korea could blow up or the Middle East, but because of the overvaluation in stocks and because of the yield curve dynamics, that volatility in interest rates, a 1987 type crash where the market goes down 25% in one day. Well, actually, we have lock limit down limit, but in a matter of days, the market can give back 30% plus. That's how overvalued and how dangerous of a market we're in right now. That type of crash will give us the opportunity to buy stocks at a lock limit down discount. That's what the model says. That's what the plan is, and I will not deviate from it. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.